It is another mild day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have moved up into the 70s. A few spots are close to the 80-degree mark. The humidity levels are relatively low, so even though it's relatively warm today, it's not especially humid. Now, we are dodging some showers and thunderstorms, and we will continue to dodge showers and thunderstorms over the next few hours. Storms developed during the late morning, mainly to our west, and then through this afternoon, those storms have been working from west to east through portions of our area. It's all being triggered by an upper-level disturbance that is working its way through. So as we work through the next few hours, there is the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, though not everybody will see a thunderstorm. But if you happen to be caught within one of these storms, there will be some heavy downpours, quite a bit of thunder and lightning, also some gusty winds and hail. So be aware that there may be a thunderstorm in your location through the late day and early evening hours. The best chance for a stronger or maybe severe storm will be over portions of New England as we work through the late day and early evening. Showers and storms will largely come to an end through the first part of the night, though a shower or storm may linger overnight. It will turn cooler as temperatures fall back into the 50s. Some of the higher elevations will slip back into the 40s tonight, and some patches of fog are possible late tonight and early tomorrow. And moving into the day tomorrow, you will notice a dramatic change on the thermometer. Temperatures will only be in the 50s and 60s for daytime highs, and with the gusty breeze, it'll feel even cooler, so we haven't really needed our jackets in a while. Well, you may need a jacket tomorrow. And on top of that, you may need an umbrella once again, as we have some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast during the day on Wednesday. We'll keep it on the cool side moving into Thursday. Highs will only be again in the 50s and 60s, and then we'll start to see a bit of a warming trend as we wrap the work week on Friday. But there's no question that after today, it's going to turn much, much cooler. So this is the last very warm day for at least a few. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, windy and cooler, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, windy and cooler, high 56 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, windy and cooler, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, low 48 to 54. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, windy and cooler, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, a chance of mountain showers, breezy and cool, high in the 50s and 60s, and on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.